The Show Must Go On. I love that song. It reminds me of being little. Anyway, okay, so you guys, I'm playing one more song just because I need to run out and do something real quick. So I'm going to play one more song, and then we'll be right back with Vicky Johns and Jen Young. And I'm excited for tonight's show. So I'm going to play this, and I shall be back very soon. Thanks, you guys, for being here.
It's true that all the men you knew were dealers who said they were through with dealing every time you gave them shelter. I know that kind of man. It's hard to hold the hand of anyone who's reaching for the sky just to surrender. Who is reaching for the sky just to surrender. And then sweeping up the jokers that he left behind, you find he did not leave you very much, not even laughter. Like any dealer, he was watching for the card that is so high and wild, he'll never need to deal another. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. And then leaning on your windowsill, he'll say one day you caused his will to weaken with your love and warmth and shelter. And then taking from his wallet an old schedule of trains, he'll say, I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. Now another stranger seems to want you to ignore his dreams as though they were the burden of some other.
Oh, you've seen that man before, his golden arm dispatching cards, but now it's rusted from the elbow to the finger. And he wants to trade the game he plays for shelter. Yes, he wants to trade the game he knows for shelter. Oh, you hate to watch another tired man lay down his hand like he was giving up the holy game of poker. And while he talks his dreams to sleep, you notice there's a highway that is curling up like smoke above his shoulder. It's curling just like smoke above his shoulder. You tell him to come in, sit down, but something makes you turn around. The door is open, you can't close your shelter. You try the handle of the road, it opens. Do not be afraid, it's you, my love, you who are the stranger. It is you, my love, you who are the stranger. Well, I've been waiting, I was sure we'd meet between the trains we're waiting for. I think it's time to board another. Please understand, I never had a secret chart to get me to the heart of this or any other matter. Well, he talks like this, you don't know what he's after. When he speaks like this, you don't know what he's after. Let's meet tomorrow if you choose upon the shore, beneath the bridge that they are building on some endless river. Then he leaves the platform for the sleeping car that's warm. You realize he's only advertising one more shelter. And it comes to you, he never was a stranger. And you say, okay, the bridge or someplace later. And then sweeping up the jokers that he left behind, you find he did not leave you very much, not even laughter. Like any dealer, he was watching for the card that is so high and wild, he'll never need to deal another. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. He was just some Joseph looking for a manger. And leaning on your windowsill, he'll say one day you caused his will to weaken with your love and warmth and shelter. And then taking from his wallet an old schedule of trains, he'll say, I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger. I told you when I came I was a stranger.
And of course, that was the great Leonard Cohen. I love Leonard Cohen. I think a lot of you do too, I hope. Okay, so welcome. We have a new episode finally after weeks and weeks of silence. New Supernatural Radio Show with Vicki Johns and Jen Young, two of my favorite women. So I'm going to bring them on and we're going to see what's going on with them. And of course, if you're on hold for a reading, just sit tight and we'll get to you after we have a little conversation here. And so thanks for being here, you guys. I really, really appreciate it. Okay, so we have Jen Young, who's in beautiful Canada, and we have Vicki, who's in big old Texas. Hi, guys.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi.
I just got up from a nap and I'm like, oh, wide awake now.
Oh no. Go back to sleep. No.
I know. Believe me. Oh. So what did you guys do today?
Vicki.
Let's see. I had coffee on the porch. I'm watching a series on Netflix called Arrow. So I watched one of those. I did, had some things to do as a landlord, you know, the replacing the light bulb in the refrigerator, listening to tales of woe regarding rent. So I did that. Had lunch with my daughter, had dinner with my daughter, and now here I am. I mean, it was a quiet day. Yeah.
Sounds like
when
a nice day, though.
When we do this, we spend so much time on the radio at night, I just have like a real low-key day.
Right. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I could go out partying in happy hour, but I forewent that.
I hear you. So, Jen, what did you do today? Did you climb a mountain?
Well, we did no mountain climbing yet. Although I'm looking at them, it was sunny on the west wet coast. We've had rain for days, and we actually had some sun. And the pollen is killing me. Where I lived before, there really wasn't much pollen, but we're surrounded by fields, and it's just the allergies. I didn't know I had them.
Wow.
So, but
I'll trade you West Texas dust for your pollen.
Oh, no, I don't want your dust either. I lived with that. But, no, so I went out and I worked in the yard and I mowed the lawn. And then we went and picked up the ladies. And they're up at Ron's built a fire for them. So they're up at the campfire, whatever we want to call it, a little fire. And they're going to make s'mores and eat chips. And they've just finished dinner. So, and because we're so much earlier than you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're going to enjoy that for a couple of hours, hopefully, and not come in. And, I know.
It's not they'll join us on the show.
What are you doing? What are you doing? And, you know, I'll say to them, oh, I'm working. And they say, well, you don't work. You know. You don't work, yeah. I just laugh. I laugh so hard with them. They, well, you know what it's like. They're little people, so and they bring mm-hmm. such an honesty and authenticness to life. So we forget about that, I think. You know, it's just
it's
refreshing. It's really refreshing, and I can't not laugh. I know I'm not supposed to be laughing, but I'm not a very good yaya. I start laughing, and I just
oh, but I love that.
Yeah. So that's what we did. That's what we did. We went up to the fire, and we had order in and or takeout, whatever one wants to call it. So yeah. And what did you do, Corrine?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So I got up real early and I went to a local town here, Northampton, and I led a march for disabled people.
Good for
and
you.
It was
wow.
Excellent. It was like so cool. So I mean, we just marched through the streets and we kept yelling access for everybody. And because a lot of the places in that city don't have, it's now not wheelchair accessible. So,
oh, no.
Shame on them.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that was
ridiculous.
Part of the law.
You know, Vicki, I think it is in some places, but not, I think the buildings that are old, they don't have to put in accessibility or something like that. Yeah. But anyway, so it was fun, you know. It was really good. Like, there was a bunch of speakers who told about their disabilities. And so because I have MS, there was a woman there who had MS. And so we had a nice long talk about everything that, you know, I'm doing and everything she's doing. It was just a really, really nice day, you know. So that was
so charged up about that. Good for you. You know what kind of activists Vicki and I are. And that just really, really pumps my blood. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No,
it
I
does.
Know you.
Like,
yeah, you guys do a lot of that kind of stuff, you know, and I'm very proud of you guys for doing that. And I love that you guys do that because, you know, we have to be aware of others. We have to, I mean, I don't want to get on a tear here about how we're here to help other people, but we are.
We are.
We are.
No, good for you. And it's hard to stand up at times and say, this is what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I haven't done anything much lately besides advocate for late sleeping, but I'm so proud of you. That encourages me to do more, too.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, no one's been able to either
mm-hmm.
because of COVID, right? Everybody's been able
mm-hmm.
to stay in and do this and do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a hard one. And that's what she said. And then, you know, we just keep...
I'm just thinking that. Oh, we're bad.
And so, you know, trying to get out there and be an advocate is...
Yes.
difficult. So kudos to you, Corrine. Like, that really makes me
mm-hmm.
energized. It really makes me proud.
Mm-hmm.
I just, gosh, I wish I was there so I could go and support you. I really
I know you both of you would have been there. You know, it would have been awesome, you know. But that's okay. And then, so then somebody asked me how my Vermont trip was. And because I recently went to Vermont, and so I go, I climbed a mountain, and so the guy goes, what mountain was it? I go, actually, it was a hill.
Hey, he
but
had
a like
hill.
A,
it was a mountain for you.
Yeah, it was a mountain for me. It was, like, really steep, and it was, like, a mile, so it was, to me, it was a mountain.
That's, you know,
well,
it's all in our perspective, right? And that's wonderful. Whereabouts in Vermont?
It was in the middle of nowhere, Jen. It was called Goshen by Lake Dunsmore. And on this property had 114 acres.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was next to a tree forest, which is, like, I guess, preserved by,
mm-hmm.
you know, the state. And it had a lake on it and a rushing brook. It was absolutely gorgeous, you know. So no
beautiful.
Ghosts. I couldn't get any ghost activity going on there. It was weird because the house was very, it was like 200 years old.
Oh, that's
but,
the old house you went to.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was such a nice, a beautiful house. People from New York City own it, of course, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's been in their family for like a couple hundred years, and so it was really nice. It was nice to just, because I had this rush of business for like 3 weeks, and I was going crazy, and I was like packing
mm-hmm.
up orders until 5 a.m. for like 3 weeks, and thank God that happened because it really helped me out, you know. But anyways, but that was really cool. Some guy on YouTube who has 3 million subscribers did a video about the purple plates. So I was overrun. I sold out of everything, and I still have all these back orders to fulfill. But anyways, it was amazing. It was a godsend. And I said to Shelby, I said, Shelby, did my sister do this? My sister who just passed. And
yes.
She goes, she's winking at me. And she says, Corrine, give yourself credit. But she was winking at her at the same time, you know. So, anyway.
That's fabulous.
Cool.
Good for you.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. And it allowed me, which I always pray that I have the means and the opportunity to help other people. And so I was able to help. I'm just going to tell this story real quick. I'm sorry I'm babbling, you guys.
No, you're
so,
not babbling.
No. We don't get to talk, and that's what it's about. Yeah.
Yeah. So this girl
it is
that
about
I met.
That, right? No.
So
don't worry. We'll get to your reading, but we want to talk first.
So this girl that I met on Facebook, now she friended me on Facebook. And she said, I don't usually friend people, but I noticed that you posted a poem by Anna Akhmatova. And I didn't even think anyone knew who she was. She goes, and I read some of your stuff, and I really like it, so I'm friending you. I hope you don't think I'm weird. And I said, no, not at all. So anyways, we became friendly, and she got into a car accident, I guess, months ago, and she lost her little dog, not little dog, but this beautiful white, I think it's a husky. So listen to this, you guys. This is so weird. So she looks at this Colorado animal shelter place, and she sees a picture of this dog for adoption, and it looks just like the dog that she had that passed away, right? So she said, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't have a penny to my name. And I said, I'm going to help you do it, right? So anyways, we figured it out. She called the shelter. She drove there yesterday. She's on her way home right now with the dog. And she said, she goes, do you understand that you raised the dead for me? And I said, no, I didn't do, it was nothing, you guys. It was a matter of a few hundred dollars, you know what I mean? But anyway, she said, this is just the most incredible thing that anyone has ever done for me. And I was like, it was nothing, though. You know what I mean? But it was so cool that she got this dog that looks exactly like the dog. You know what I mean? It even had the same kind of name, too. It was so weird. But anyway, so
that was
things are meant to
be.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Sometimes when we do something to us, it's a small thing, but to that person you do it for, it's everything.
That's
right. And they can't imagine ever having the means to do what you did, but it's so much fun to do that. It makes me smile that you did that. I love that.
Yeah, I wish I could just go around all day and do that for people,
But no, I know. I think that's I don't know, kindness, right?
Well, I just want to give a shout out to the people in chat for a second. So we have the beautiful and lovely and ever so witty Amy Kavanaugh. Bryn Durham, the handsome Bryn Durham. We have Christy Hu. We have Diane Brewer. She says Brewer in the thing here, but she goes, but I'm trying to remember what her last name is. Usually Diane. What's her name? Jen.
Diane.
That's it.
Jane.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, Jane.
You know, she gave me, but we know who you are.
She gave me such a good reading. Diane gifted me a reading.
I was about to say,
me too.
She gifted me one.
Free.
Wasn't it awesome?
It
was
fly
so
under
good.
The radar,
yes.
Right? She just sort of just hovers there under the radar. Very, very, very accurate.
Yes, it was amazing. It was freaking amazing. We have Dan, the handsome Dan, disgruntled Dan. Hi, Dan. We have Jenny J, who's Jen. We have Marilyn Lowe. Hello, Marilyn. We have Sandra from Canada. Hi, Sandra. And we have Skywriter 2023. I'm not sure who that is, but I'm happy to make your acquaintance. And also, I'm going to be giving away a few things, and you have to be in chat to win them. So please get into chat if you can. A lot of people are having trouble getting into chat, but I'm going to be giving away a few things, which I know you're going to want to be part of, hopefully. Okay, so Skywriter is AJ. I don't know. Hi, AJ. Okay, so anyways, so now, so when we start to give readings, you guys, I always ask you this. What do you like from the person? Like, what do you need from them when we bring them on?
we're asking. You really want to know. Okay, their name. It helps me to know where they live, like what area they live in, city and state. Let's see. What else do you need, Jen?
I don't know. I'm just laughing at Corrine.
I know. We're going to need your credit card number, so.
With credit card numbers, we're not scammers, and we're not going to swear at you.
Well, occasionally we... Yeah, we're having a good time because this is like rarely happens that the three of us get together. So pardon us if we're making too many jokes. And I had somebody message me, get on with the readings. We'll get there.
Oh, my God.
Wow. They go to the back of the line. They go to the back of the line.
They go to the back
yeah,
of the
really.
Line. Bad, bad, bad.
Yep.
But it's fun.
Wow.
No, it's fun.
It's all in fun. Oh. So I think we just need names, maybe where they're from. If they've got a specific question, then ask a specific question.
Yeah.
And
what area they want us to look at since we're doing quickie readings, like finances.
Love life. That's always a good one. And things are changing up so quickly right now. So
yeah, they are.
You know, and I think
life is wild right now for everybody.
That, right? What was that, Vicki?
I said, it's like everybody is moving so fast, the life cycles, and I'm seeing more and more spirits every day. And I'm like, you know, it's so many people are passing right now, but they chose to go at this. You know, this was when it was designated, but it's kind of sad. And I've had a lot of dreams of people and then have their family members call me the next day and schedule a reading. I haven't read for a long time. I've done one reading since Christmas. And today I sat down with a pen and paper and I had some messages from people and I thought, well, I need to call and get them booked. And the phone rang. I was thinking, well, maybe one more month off. And the phone rang and this lady said, a friend of yours gave me your name and number and I need to talk to you and see if I can get a reading. I was like, okay, I get it. It's time. And I'm really being pushed. Yeah.
Yeah, no, the same
but
thing.
We go through the same thing they go through. I mean, all the things
I think,
that everybody's
I don't know if it's
experiencing.
Burnout. Sorry, I talked over you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think mm-hmm. I think that's the same. I got a, you know, you and I talked, Vicki, and I think this is one of the reasons we said let's get in touch with Corrine. You know, enough downtime,
mm-hmm.
or we're being told it's enough downtime.
Time to get back to work.
It's time to get back to work, or what we call work, and what the spirit world just says, just do what you do. We need to get through. Yeah. And I talked to someone for, I think, an hour and a half the other day, and I could have talked longer, but it was enough. Like, it's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Mm-hmm. Someone said, are you going back to work? I've got a list of people that want to know if you're working again. And I started laughing. And I could hear all the ancestors or the guides or whatever one wants to call mm-hmm. them laughing behind me. You know, this
yep.
big, you know, ha, 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 ha. You know, if you picture Charles Schulz and Charlie Brown's dog Snoopy and the way he
mm-hmm.
laughed, it's almost like that
mm-hmm.
kind of laughter. Like, yeah, it's enough. Like, you've taken enough time. It's time to get back to what
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to be doing.
mm-hmm.
So
yep. Same thing with me.
Yeah, and
exactly
so,
the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so Amy says, she'd said, you know, I manifested this show. I needed it. And it's like, okay, Amy, we'll do this, you know. We'll get it done. It's and it's fun. Once we start doing it, it really is fun.
It is, and
it does boost our energy to do it. It's
it
just
does.
Getting motivated back into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't this like the most change you've ever seen in a period of time in my life, at least to me, the most change as far as spiritual changes, people transitioning, people growing in spirit world and learning and more psychic mediums coming of age, more people getting tuned in and turned on to what's going on in the spirit realm. I just see more things happening right now at this period of time than I ever have.
Me too.
I don't know if you guys do.
Yeah, I do.
And a lot more spirit activity. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just outstanding, actually. You know, it's really so strong mm-hmm. right now. But yeah, sorry, Jen, go ahead.
No, I was going to agree with you. It's I think individuals are opening up or being tapped and saying, look, these are your mm-hmm. gifts, or this is really real, mm-hmm. and you can either take it or leave it, but we're hoping you'll take it because,
right.
you know, I don't know, like spirituality is so, I find it incredibly satisfying. It's it fulfills, right?
It does.
And so I think that the more we encourage others to embrace it, then I think the better off mankind is. There's less mm-hmm. strife. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's for us to recognize those lessons, you know?
It is. So should we open up to readings, or I'm trying to read the chat room. And
yeah.
I'm just going to throw this out because this person's been around me for, and probably Vicky has names around her too. Probably you too, Corinne. There's a Bradley.
Oh.
That's hanging about. So if someone can take Bradley, and I'm just thinking I do know who that is, but I don't know. And he comes through, don't laugh, he comes through with, like, fried chicken. He really liked fried chicken. So there you go.
I know.
And his smell is incredible. And so I don't know who Bradley is. Could be first or last mm-hmm. name.
So if you're in the chat room and you have somebody in spirit named Bradley, you need to type in or call in or something.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I'm just going to, you guys, I'm going to play a song before we start to give readings. I'm sorry, you guys, you got to be patient with me.
Well, I think you do what you
we
do,
are.
Green. We are.
Oh, I know you guys are. I know you are, yeah. So I'm going to play a quick song and okay, so Amy says, my friend who I was with is moving to Tennessee. Her dead husband is Brad.
Well, there you go, Amy.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, we're definitely going to have to talk to Amy at some point. Well, I think she's on hold. I'm not sure. I think she is. Tennessee fried chicken, she says.
Yes.
Ooh.
There you go.
Yep.
You can't make that up.
Wow.
I haven't talked to Amy in forever. I haven't talked to a lot of people. Been a hermit.
Yeah. I know. I am too. Okay, so I'm going to play a song, you guys, and we'll be back in just a minute. And like I said, if you're on hold for a call or for a reading, just sit tight. We'll be back, and we'll have enough time. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is Bob Dylan, and I'm only playing it because, well, I love Bob Dylan. So I'm going to play Bob Dylan, and I'll probably be back before the song's over. Hey, Christy. Christy just got here from Michigan. Hey, Christy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Hey, Christy.
We'll be back, you guys. Thank you. Okay.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied. tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one, she smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning, "You belong to me, I believe." And someone says, "You're in the wrong place, my friend, you'd better leave." And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden, the stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in our trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Phil, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local Luther, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle. You
Isolation Row. Across the street, they nailed the curtain. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here are spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured than...
Visit purpleplates.com today. For over 40 years, the Purple Energy Plates have been delivering amazing results for their many customers. Inspired by the great genius Nikola Tesla, the harmony, healing, and energetic effects of the plates have proven over and over to be beneficial and often miraculous to thousands of customers. With their money-back guarantee and the many benefits, how can you afford not to get one? Check their site for daily specials and choose from their many energy products. You won't be sorry. Visit them today at purpleplates.com for mind, body, and spirit. And expect a miracle.
Expect a miracle. That's right. Okay, so we're back with we're back with Vicki and Jen, and we're ready to give readings. And thanks, everyone, for being here. I really appreciate it. Okay, so we're going to begin with, and, you know, as they, as the girl said before, just, like, let us know where you are and, you know, kind of give us a question if you have a question. And we'll see what they get for you. These girls are excellent. Believe me, you guys are lucky you're getting a reading tonight.
We'll just make something up. No, we won't.
No.
Oh, okay. Just popped me on the back of the head. No, we won't make anything up.
Okay, so first caller is 212-982. Who do we have at 212-982?
Hello. Hey, this is Bryn in New York
City.
Hey,
Bryn. Hey.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hi, Bryn.
Hi, Bryn.
How are you?
I'm okay. I love the music selections tonight. Beautiful music. Very
aren't
very
they great?
Unique. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, really inspiring. I have a specific question. Recently I've been working on some volunteers. I've been practicing distance healing on people, and I've been getting some interesting results, and I just want to kind of get a read on if I'm on the right track and what I'm doing, or how do you see it progressing? Let's put it that way, you know. Because right now I'm just working on volunteers and wanting to just find out how I work, you know. And I've discovered different methods that I do from a distance that seems to be interesting. So anyway, I just want to ask about that.
Vicki, what are you getting?
I like it, and I think it's going to be very successful for you. But my guide is saying get you right first. You've got some work on you to do first before you start doing that.
Right.
There's work. The more spiritual work you do, the more healing, the more you impart to people, the stronger it'll make you and the better you'll get. It's like when we do readings, it's like a double blessing. We give you what we pick up from spirit, but then we receive back from doing that. So we always leave everybody feeling energized. And, but you have a lot going on right now in your life. And they're just saying you need to not remember that trip to get you in a good place first and then that.
Okay.
What do you see, Jen?
Well, Bryn, is there a sister in your life? Do you have a sister or a sister like
that?
Oh,
her? Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Because I'm picking up on your sister. And is she involved in medical? I'm seeing medical connected
well, she,
to her.
Yes, she has medical, she's had
issues.
Well, she went through anorexia nervosa when she was younger, and she had a sort of breakdown.
Okay, because
breakdown,
I'm getting medical issues with her,
yes,
and
yes.
I'm just trying to make sure I've got the right the right connection here. So, and so what I'm being told is that I'm agreeing with Vicky is that you have to work on self and close self first before you move on. And it's like taking care of what's in your backyard.
Uh-huh.
Before you walk across the fields and branch out. But that's not saying that your distant healing is not working, because it is working. And there's different modalities that you can work with and use, and some
right.
of them are working extremely well. But what my guides are telling me is to pass on to you is that there's, I want to say immediate, but immediate family means close family, that needs your attention right now. Can you take that? Do you understand what I'm saying?
What was the last statement? The post family?
Close family.
Close family.
Close
well, yeah,
family.
That would be my sister, yeah.
So she needs your attention right now. So
okay.
Work with her and then work with yourself, which you continue to do all the time is what I'm being told and shown, is that you continue to try and better yourself.
Okay.
And then your distant healing will, in fact, improve and manifest itself. So,
right.
But the modalities, there's different modalities that you can use, and they're telling you and asking you to give it time, and they will strengthen in time. You don't need to hurry it, Bryn.
Yeah.
Well, there's one more thing I wanted to add also. Spirit's telling me very strongly, you need to laugh more. You need to lighten up. You're taking yourself entirely too seriously. You
okay.
you tend to go, I mean, if something is told to you or you see something that you want to change, instead of just relaxing and saying, okay, I'll work on that and working on it, you tend to go whole hog in the opposite direction and think that you're falling apart.
Hmm.
You're exactly where you're supposed to be at exactly the time you're supposed to be there. You can't mess this up. You cannot. It's all in the plan. You just need to just sit back and roll with the flow. You need to work on, though, accepting things and knowing that you're capable and not feeling so down on yourself, because you do that a lot. And
yes.
You just need to know that you are just a product of what you're supposed to. I mean, they don't make crap. We weren't put here as light workers and given nothing. You have everything at your disposal. So you just
right.
need to take advantage of it and listen to your gut feeling, because it's telling you that everything's going to be okay. And, Bryn, it is. But
all
don't
right.
take it so seriously. This is practice
yeah.
for the real life that's to come, is the afterlife. This is just practice. And
right.
it's the time to play. It's the time to make mistakes. It's the time to laugh at yourself. And believe me, I laugh every day at stuff I have, because I'm like, oh, my God, did I just do that? Really? And my guides sometimes will wake me up laughing, saying, did you do this today? And he'll just be laughing. And he's like, you've got to learn to laugh at yourself, because we don't get – I mean, this is it. There
right.
is no practice for what we're doing. You just go in with the best intent. Intent is everything. You've heard that. And
right.
just do what you need to do and get on with it. But
mm-hmm.
you're in a very difficult situation and you're trying your best. So just
mm-hmm.
hang in there. Things are going to lighten up soon. And
okay.
things will come together. I told you it's like blocks that fall over. Once that first block goes, it'll all just fall into place, and you'll be going, why, oh, why was I stressing over this? You're making yourself sick, and you don't need to do that.
All
so that's my mother's speech for the night. Don't make me sick. Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki. No, that was great. I needed to hear it. You guys are so beautiful. All of you people. Yeah. I thank you so much
for
your help.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Now
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was excellent, you guys. Okay, so the next caller we have is 516-643. Hello?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Doing well. You ladies are a riot, by the way. I love your energy.
Oh, thanks.
Nice. This is Rosie, and I'm calling from New York.
Hey, Rosie.
From New York. So my question is that I was temping at a job in the city and as an executive assistant, and it came to an end on March 25th. And since then, I have been interviewing with different places and, you know, speaking to different recruiters. So things are opening up more so ever since, you know, the past 2 years since the pandemic. So I'm just, you know, calling to see when you see me getting work.
Ooh. What type of work do you do?
I'm an executive assistant.
Are you willing to move, relocate?
Where? I don't know.
I don't know. I just hear where. I hear relocation. So I don't, I'm on the west coast of Canada. I don't know the states that well.
Okay.
So there you go. All I'm being told is that there is a job, and it requires relocation. So, and it will be a good job
opportunity.
Thanks, Vicki. The stutter started. A good job opportunity. Whether you accept it or not is entirely up to you. That's a personal choice. There will be a couple of job opportunities making themselves available, but there is one with relocation coming up. I don't know the job situations where you are, and I do see you settling down, though, work-wise. Vicki, what are you getting?
See, this is the difficult one for me because I see two different paths you could take. You may have to alter what you're doing to include more work to get the job that pays what you want. But I'm also seeing an opportunity for you to take a different path and choose a different course of work, entirely different. Have you given any thought to changing your career path at all? And I mean by changing totally different, like going from an office situation to something totally in a different business. If that's what you want, then I do see you getting a job. I don't know that it'll be the pay grade you want unless it includes more work. Right now, businesses aren't taking back all the employees that they let go of or that left, and they're trying to combine people's jobs and get two jobs for the price of one. So you need to hold out and get paid what you're worth. But I do see you getting it, but I do see it being what you want to apply for plus more work. But in the long run, that's a good thing, too, because there's an opportunity to negotiate a larger salary, number one. Number two, there's also an opportunity for you to learn a new skill that you didn't possess before that they're going to include and roll into this package.
Mm-hmm.
So I see it. I think if you're in the New York area, excuse me, I see it being somewhere within that area. Like I've got two places screaming at me, Connecticut and side of Boston. I don't know how close that is to you, but I mean, that's the distance I'm seeing it, not going too much further than that. But you also have some opportunities right there in the area you're looking in where you live. It's just not going to pay as much. And that's what I see. I wish I could tell you something more specific and something better. But I see it happening. I see you working in the summertime. So just in time to spoil that summer vacation, you'll be back at work. Because spirit does that to us, you know.
Okay.
Are you in New York State or New York City?
I'm close to New York City.
Yeah.
Close. Very close. Like only 30-minute rail time, commuter rail. Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. I see you being a manager in a business. That's what's funny.
Running something.
Running something.
Yeah.
Yeah, being the boss, being the manager of a business. Like, at first I thought it was like a store, a clothing store or something, but it's more like a business that sells either plants or food. I'm seeing perishable trucks delivering stuff, and you're in charge, so I don't know.
You have the I wrote KSA down, which is knowledge, skills, and abilities. And keep that, KSA, knowledge, skills, and abilities. You have all of those, so you don't need to be an executive assistant. You can apply those attributes to whatever opportunity comes your way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so remember that when you're applying for different jobs. And it's like Vicki said, branch out. And relocate.
I see you being the executive, not the assistant.
Yeah. Like relocate doesn't necessarily mean you have to pick up and move. It means that you're not going to work in New York City. I could pull up a map. You don't need to work in the city. Do you understand? Hello?
Well, there's companies that they could be located in the city, but they could have an office somewhere else. So I could be working for the office somewhere else. I mean,
yeah,
something like that.
That definitely could happen.
Yeah, there's multiple offices. Okay. When there's a city, when there's a company that's based in Manhattan, usually there's also other offices in other states and also globally, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what month I'll start working?
Oh, I hate when they do this. I just heard when it's right, when the time is right. I don't. I see you working by summer, but like I said, it'll ruin a summer vacation, so you'll be working by then. But I don't see. I really think that has to do more with your how much you're going out and applying, and I think it has to do more with you. And that's your choice, and that's like how hard you push to get the job, and how hard you go after it. That's what it has to do with, and I can't predict that. But I do see you working in the summertime, and this is what, April, January, February, March, April. Yeah, it's already April, so you're looking at May, and then working probably. So I would keep that in mind and start preparing to go back soon. Within the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, I got
that's
six.
As close as
I didn't
can
know
get it.
6 weeks, 6 months. Yeah.
Yeah, there's
six,
definitely
six
the
months.
Six. I think it's 6 weeks. Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
Anything else you want to know?
I don't know. Anything else you ladies can tell me? So it's, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, that'll be June. That's right. She's right.
Mm-hmm.
any.
Now,
I don't know.
Let me tell you this. Everything I see psychically, because I'm not picking up anything from spirit for you. I'm a medium. I see dead people.
Okay.
I listen to them and hear them. But I also have pretty developed psychic skills, too. But it can all change on a dime. When you're dealing with psychic readings and you see something, you can change everything by sitting and go to bed and steps that take you in another direction. So I'm giving you my best guess right now at what I see happening if things continue as they are. Jen may have something to add to that, but, I mean, don't call me if on June 15th you haven't achieved the perfect job, but I'm seeing you working, so I'm going to say you will. And I'm losing my voice already. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
But no matter what, be happy.
Yes.
And they're telling me you need to laugh more, go out and have some more fun, quit being so serious. Life isn't serious, y'all.
I'm
put that energy
so
out there.
I think I have, you know, I have a little bit of a concern, but thank you.
Well, have your concern, but enjoy what you're in right now. Okay?
Okay. She hung up, so. Okay.
Well,
that's
there
okay.
You are.
Yeah.
That's worth what she paid for it.
Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. Right.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. Another person, I think, from New York. 914-625. Who do we have?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hi. I actually have a similar question. I have a job that is offered to me, but I want to participate in this job, in this position, but there's two things that are kind of one thing is that it's the pay is not very well, so I don't want to do it very often. I would want it to be, you know, a small amount of hours if I do participate. And then the other thing is that there are things keep happening that are pointing to me not really participating or postponing my participation. So I'm just wondering what you pick up on that, if I'm actually going to be able to do this or should I just hold off?
Do you want this job?
Yeah, my heart, I want to participate, but like I said, it doesn't pay well, so I don't want to do it.
Is there any room for negotiating the pay, or is it just a flat fee and that's that?
Yeah, I don't think there's I don't think there's room for negotiation.
Well, my advice to you is if you need the job, I would take it for now and keep looking. You have a different energy. I actually see you working at something else besides what this job is. But if you take it for now, there's nothing wrong with that. You can always change when you find the job of your dream. What do you see, Jen?
Well, I was going to say pretty much the same thing. You know, you could take this job and put as much or as little time as you want into it. We can't tell you what to do because that is a personal choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
only you can decide in your heart what is right for you. And you've got very good instincts. So my counsel to you would be to listen to them and follow them. And if there's red flags going up or whatever else, then, you know, pay attention to them, heed them. Having said that, if you want to gain experience at this job, then do some volunteer work, do time, like Vicki has said, and get some pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, building your resume like that is so good. It just shines on you when you do stuff like that. It's building your resume. And I see bigger and greater things for you. And that's not necessarily to say this is just, you know, not the right fit or whatever else. Sorry, I just took a drink of water. Not the right fit for you. But
okay.
There is.
And also, your energy, what she's saying is exactly, this isn't maybe the right fit for a forever job, but it could sure be a just right now job. But your energy is very amazing. And let me tell you a secret.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody is interviewing for a job, I used to hire people. I had 400 people under me when I was working as a risk manager, assistant risk manager for the state. When people would come in to apply, there would be two types. There would be one that was like, well, do I have to do this and do I have to do that? And then there's somebody that with your energy is like, I could do that. I could do that. I really would prefer to do these hours for this, but they just they have that energy. And when you put that in, you get that back.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
So a lot of possibilities for you.
Huge possibilities.
Okay. I mean, I do have another job that I'm working that pays better. So that's, you know, I mean, that's kind of where the conflict is because I don't want to sacrifice, you know, so many hours where I could be making more money with my other job. But I do want the experience with this job.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that, like, things keep happening where, like, my car is not drivable right now, so I can't actually go to the job at this moment, but I'm trying to get my car fixed, but it's just like postponing. It's been postponement after postponement, so I'm starting to question if I should actually even do it or if I should just wait till possibly next year.
Tell the person that's hiring,
I'd
really like that job, but I'm having some car problems right now, so I think we have to put you off, and I'll come back around when this all gets settled. They might have a solution for you. I just feel like you're never going to be out of work. You're like a little worker. You're like a worker bee, and you're always going to do and move. And if you're not happy, you're going to find something and move to it. I don't have a concern about you whatsoever.
No.
You're always going to be successful, and remember that. Make that your mantra, because
and,
you always will be.
Yeah. And the car not
Thank
going
you.
And getting you there, listen to that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This could be a reason.
Yeah.
Right.
Signs are
and, but
everywhere.
Keep in touch with them. Keep in touch with them.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
Good luck to
Because
you.
They can make it fit for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're the asset. You're the asset, and you have beautiful energy. So just remember that when you go and you're looking at something, then they want you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Thank you all.
Nice.
Thanks, Christine. All right, bye-bye. Sweet. Okay,
oh,
next caller, 206446. Who do we have?
This is AJ from San Diego.
Hey, AJ. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good. I had to look. No, we're good. What can we do for you?
I wanted to get some insight for my acting career.
Oh, you're going to make it. Jen, what do you see? It's in his voice. It's in your voice. The energy. What are you picking, Jen?
I'm just trying to tune into you. How was your day, AJ?
Today was pretty good.
And you're in San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, originally from Seattle. So I know about the pollen and the hay fever.
West Coast, yeah.
Yep.
I'm on Vancouver Island, so we're close.
Oh, okay. That's where my great-grandparents were married.
Pardon?
My great-grandparents were married in Victoria.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. So you want to know about your acting career?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Okay. I think what I'm being told is that you do have a future in it. It's not going to be as quick as you'd like, but you're definitely going to be in the business. In the mm-hmm. business. There's going to be some small roles coming up for you soon. Have you, I don't want to say applied because I don't think you do, auditioned. Have you auditioned lately?
Not lately.
I'm being shown some auditions, not additions, auditions. And you're being encouraged to either do it or keep doing it. Do you do choreography or something? What's that all about?
Me? No, I don't. I probably need somebody to teach me choreography.
Because they're talking about choreography with you and music. So I don't know if that means you're going to be... what they're showing me is stage work, stage production.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know if you do stage work right now or you have
done it once. I've done it once in Vancouver.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I'm showing you on a stage, and I'm being shown you on a stage. I'm being shown you doing stage work. And they're showing me future work doing the same thing. But they're also showing me, like, rolling the film, right? You know, if you're doing charades, you're rolling
yeah.
the film. You're doing the movies.
Okay.
So, and I think that's what you're anticipating doing, or
yes,
you'd like to,
yeah.
right?
Yep, exactly.
And that's what I'm being shown is that you are going to. I'm being shown something like Hallmark movies and that to start with. And I'm kind of laughing
no,
at
okay.
that because they're one of Vicky's favorites.
Now, stop. That's your Christmas time, okay?
It's
yeah. cold in Texas.
That's me. I watch all the Hallmark Christmas movies.
So,
life needs to have a little more romance and comedy in it, and that has
yep.
both. So, AJ, what I'm picking up, my guide is Solomon, and he's greeting you, and he says to tell you better representation. I don't know what that means for you, but he said you need better representation. You need to get ready physically to go and be auditioning and applying for parts in plays, and I'm seeing some type of stage shows. It's going to happen somewhere around LA and San Francisco. Okay, there's some kind of play that goes on in San Francisco. I see you on stage. You are going to apply to be a what do they call this? Like a backup
front
person? Back. So it's a person.
Understudy.
Understudy.
Yeah, there
but
you go.
You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it. You're going to actually get the part.
Oh, okay.
Because your energy there is going to be so good. You've got very upbeat, positive energy, and that gets you, just like the lady that called a while ago, that gets you in the door 90% of the time. The rest is your determination and whether or not you want something. Also, I'm being given a warning for you. You need to heed this. When there's something that's going to involve your signature, it's a contract of some type. I don't know if it has to do with employment or financing or something that you're buying, but when you're asked to sign your name in the next 6 months on a line, read the small print. And he's saying that. He's told me 3 times. So be sure you look at all contracts you sign because there's a possibility of you being cheated out of some money if you don't.
Yeah, rental agreements,
okay.
et cetera. Yeah, big
mm-hmm.
time. I'm getting
it can
that,
be
you know,
anything.
Yeah.
yeah. But better representation. You're going to be traveling a little bit around your area, not too far from where you're at. I know San Francisco's further north up the coast, but you, in LA, I see big star on LA. So there's going to be some
some things going on there, also around San Diego. Also, oh God, do I have to tell him this? Okay. Have you ever... They threw this in at us. I knew I watched television for a reason tonight. Before I came on, I watched the news and that whole big mess about Disney in Florida. Well, there's Disney in California, and they have shows. And he's saying, tell him to look into that as well.
Oh, okay.
So, but it's going to involve a lot of money for you because once you get a job, it's going to parlay into a bunch of different things. And that's going to look good on your resume. But he's saying better representation, and they're underlining that in black. Do you have a manager?
No, I don't have any. I'm just me. So, yeah, anything's better probably.
Well, when he says better representation, what does that tell you?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be the doctor yourself. Yeah. Yeah, you're probably going to need one. Somebody that's loudmouth, he says, and pushy. Very brave.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just have one thing to add, AJ. So I don't know when this is going to happen, but I see you in a production of Hair on stage. And I don't know if you've ever, have you ever sang before, AJ?
Just a little bit.
Okay,
there's
all right.
There's music all around you.
Yeah, brush up on that because I don't know. I see you apply. I don't know when this is going to happen, but, man, you got to come back and tell me if this happens because – I see you
okay.
in a production of Hair. So
interesting.
Yeah. Look where you normally wouldn't look. That's why they brought up the Disney thing. Any place where they have plays or productions where you dress up in a costume and you pretend to be somebody else acting. Look at that. Look at that. Not just the obvious. They're saying, look at the thing that you normally would pass by.
What was that?
You may be a mouse. You may be Mickey.
Somebody said in chat, is it the naked version? No. I don't think so.
No. This is serious, though. Better representation. Watch signing contracts. I do see you working a lot this year. You just need to get out there. You can't get it at home on the couch, they said. Move it.
I know.
Okay.
I agree.
Get out there. Move it.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, AJ.
You're nice welcome. Talking, AJ.
Thank you.
Time. Yeah, I don't know why I see him in a production of Hair.
That's
anyway.
Well, you never know, right?
Right.
Hey.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so I'm going to take... this is one of my favorite women that I have made their acquaintance. I pray for her every day. I just love her. She is Carol from Canada. I'm going to bring her on right now. I've never spoken to her before. Hi, Carol.
Hello, Carly Todd.
Hi. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Corinne. Hi, Vicky. Hi, Jen.
How are you
Hello,
doing?
Hello, girls. Well, I try to stay positive, but actually I live in pain every day. I take a lot of pain meds, but I'm just happy to be here. And I just want to say thank you to Corinne. She saved my life while I was in the hospital. She was there for me. I was so down and depressed, and she just pulled me up out of it. And it was, sorry if I get emotional, but I went through a hard time. And, yeah, I am so grateful to you, Corinne. I'm grateful.
Thank you. Gee, anytime,
I love all three of you.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe these gals can tune in on something that I couldn't for you. Let's see.
Carol, Whereabouts in Canada are you?
You asked me that one other time, but yeah, in Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
Right. Yeah. Right. I kept getting right in the middle. I should know there.
Yeah. Basically central, right?
Yeah.
And most people from Saskatchewan live in Vancouver, BC, Victoria.
I know they do. They migrate out here. They don't want the cold winters, do they?
Yeah, no, they don't. And then that's why I had family out there. Well, the family I have left. We just have one brother left. But anyway, yeah, I live in Saskatchewan, 45 kilometers from Regina.
Right.
If you're aware.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Okay. I'm just trying to grab. I just like, wow. And
may I ask a question?
Sure.
I just wanted to know if anyone could pick up anything on my departed family, my loved ones, if they had anything, any message for me. Because when I was really sick, well, I used to feel their energy around me all the time. And sometimes I talk to them,
mm-hmm.
and I feel they're there, mm-hmm. but I don't get any response, really. So I was just wondering if I should have done something different.
No.
Disappointed
in
me?
There's this beautiful woman. Her face is shaped like mine. She has a chin that is like, it's like a heart-shaped face. So her chin comes down almost to a point, rounded, and she's got these beautiful cheekbones and this gorgeous brown hair, and it's kind of curly. She wore glasses when she's older, but she's, as a young woman, she reminds me, I mean, I know what you look like. I've seen your picture, but you have different hair from her. Hers was curlier and around her face. It's more of like a 50s, maybe, or 40s haircut. And she's around you a lot. This is either your mom or a grandmother, but I'm thinking mom. Is your mom on the other side?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
That sounds...
She is just smiling at you, and she says, you'll be near death when I say you're near death, and you're not near death.
That sounds like her.
She's kind of matter of fact. Yeah, go ahead.
That really sounds like her. You know, she was this little wiry, but she'd say stuff like that.
Guess
loving
why.
And so loving.
Guess why it sounds like her? She said because it is her. Okay, first thing, she wants me to tell you your husband is amazing. She is so grateful that he treats you so well and takes care of you.
Yay.
You're married, right?
Yeah, for quite some time.
Your husband's the one that sends the beautiful flowers you post online.
Yeah.
The gift. She says he is a doll to her. He takes care of her. And she said, you have always done what you thought was best for you as a couple. And okay, I'm being shown. She said the place that you're living now, when you moved there, you transformed it. It was pretty, but it's beautiful now. She's showing me all the plants and the flowers, and she loves to stroll around your yard, around the grounds, around your house, and just look at what you do. She's talking about the way you decorate. She said, isn't she clever? Isn't she just brilliant in the way she uses things and creative, and she loves how you create stuff. She's so proud of you, Carol. Now,
thank you.
She's saying you have a question for her, and the answer is no, not yet. So I don't know what the question is, but I feel like I know what it is.
Yeah,
and
like
she's
I
saying
too.
Not yet. It's not time for you to join her. Yeah.
That's what
she
means,
said, when
right?
It's time. Yeah. She said, when it's time for you, she'll come for you, but it's not time. And she said, but don't think if you see me or feel me around you, it's time, because I love to be with you. I love to help you. And she leaves you signs everywhere.
Right.
And she said, you feel her presence. She said your name, and you turn and think you hear her. She said she likes to wait till you're out somewhere and say your name. And then you turn around, you hear her, but you can't find her. And she said, I'm right there with you. Now, this past week was very emotional. And she said when you were upset and crying, she was right beside you. She never leaves your side. She said, tell her I'm there with her. She's not going through anything alone. And she said, I'm not the only one.
Right.
Did you think you were alone? Did you think you were alone? You're never alone. And she said, I love you. I love you to stars and the moon. I don't know why that was important for her to say. She said, when you smell the roses and how beautiful they smell, think of me because I love that. And she said, I know people come back and they say they leave signs as birds and different things. And she said, look for me and a bee. She said, I love bees. I love how they land on each flower and gather the nectar right. from them. And she said, I'm right there buzzing around you just like I was in life. She had a lot of energy in life. So she kind of, the bee kind of represents what she feels like her energy would be. So know that she's around you a lot, Carol. She's also talking about she's bringing in more people now. She said, tell Carol the whole family's here. We're all sending energy for her to be healed.
Yeah.
And she said, you feel us. We surround your bed at night, and we just send you loving, healing energy. And she said, we try to lift you up when you're down. Now, who is this? Okay. There's a young person. I don't know who this is. Let me see if I can get the gender first. I know it's young because the light is very bright that's coming through. This is a young man, I believe. He would have been like not older than 18. Young, died, he's showing me he went quick, so it's probably he's snapping his fingers, so that's my sign for quick. He went quickly. He wasn't supposed to die, but he did. I don't know if you can take this or not. I think he's been over there
I
quite
think
a
I
while.
Can.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's
can I say
me,
who he?
He's,
go ahead.
Name?
I was just going to ask. It could be somebody that I'm, I think I know who it is.
He's saying, he said, she's such a beautiful angel on earth. And he's talking about how hospitable you are and were when he was alive. You would have known him as a young person. And he said, your house, everything about you just welcomes in people. And he loves that about you. You've got grandparents that are sending you blessings on both sides. You've got some of your husband's family that are coming through that are saying, we love you. We love how you love him.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Now, what is your husband's first name?
His first name is George.
George.
Okay. Got the right people then. Okay. They're saying to tell George not to be discouraged or worried. Do you know he's terrified of being alone? That you would leave him and be alone? He'll be alone. Do you know that?
No, I don't. He's never really said that. I just know the first time I was in the hospital for over a month, he was kind of, he thought I'd be coming home, and he was making homemade soup and all different things waiting for me. And no, he didn't really express that to me, that he...
They were keeping him busy. Make it and she will come, that kind of attitude. He was doing that to stay busy. He's terrified of losing you. Tell their message from his family is they're with him. They love him dearly, and he won't be left alone. You have a lot of life left. You have a lot of things that you're still going to do and accomplish. It's not over. It's not over by a long shot.
You know, Vicki,
you
I worry about losing
ahead.
Him.
Okay.
I worry
You're
all the time.
You're going to be with him. His stress level is very high from worrying about you. He just doesn't express that. He bottles it up. So kind of just
oh,
be
wow.
with him. Encourage him. Get him out. Get him moving a little bit, even if it's just a short walk in the yard. They're saying get outside in nature. Just love him. I see you guys just holding hands and just being together. I don't see it ending soon. So you need to get that out of your mind and remember something. You don't want to put that out there and manifest that. And
no,
I've seen people actually give up and project that out there, and it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. So you don't want to put that out there. And see each other healthy. Pray for him that he's going to be healthy.
All
and,
the time.
Every night. Yeah, when you get up in the morning, just say, you know what, this is going to be a great day. We're going to do something fun today. One thing fun, even if you have to work or do other things. Pick something fun, even if it's having something really delicious for dinner or breakfast or having juice together outside on the patio or whatever you do.
You know,
something,
this is
just make
totally amazing.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
I'm just gobsmacked. It's just so
It's your family, though. It's not me. Now, let me say this again. I'm just the messenger, honey. I love you dearly, but this is your family
you
telling
too.
You this. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to shut up and let Jen. And you
I
know you
no,
have
I
me
so
on
that at all. That's great. I just have the name Joan or Joni, Carol. Who's that?
Joan or I can't. I not
can
really.
That? Is that for you? Okay. Then no.
I can't recall any Joni.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe Georgie?
No, it's I'm going to stick with Joan or Joni. Like in Joni Mitchell, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Came through very early. And there was something else. And it comes through with the smell of dirty feet. I don't know who's been outside. Who else had dirty feet? Doesn't matter.
That is funny.
That came
it is very funny.
Before.
But yes. Vicky's bringing through all these people and the smell of dirty feet with this. So we'll save that for someone else. But all I can say, Carol, is that you are surrounded by people. And you're so loved. You really are.
Yeah.
Thank you. God bless you, all of you. And Corinne, too. Corinne is just
you know,
unbelievable.
When you're down and you need somebody to kick your butt, I'm on your messenger. Just message me.
Yeah, she'll certainly
I'll
help
talk
you.
To you.
Yeah.
Just
we all will.
Time.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I want to just ask on, is there, like, I asked Corinne on the messenger if, or was it, I'm not sure, was it you, Vicki? I think it was Corinne, about having this recorded. I would love for my husband to be able to hear this.
Yeah.
How could I get?
So,
I'll did I say anything
you...
bad about him?
No,
no okay,
not at
you
all.
Can.
No,
I just want him to be able to hear it and keep it.
Yeah. So afterwards, Carol, I'll send you the link to the show, and I'll mark the time period where when you come on. Like, say it's like, you know, whatever, 1 hour in or something like that. But I'll mark where you get the reading, and you'll be able to listen to it.
Oh, you beautiful souls, you. Thank you. It just means so much to me. I needed that so badly. I've been down.
I know. Well,
but you do realize what a light worker you are. You do realize that for years I would log on and see these beautiful floral arrangements, and I always look to you for decorating tips before you move to this house. And I used to think, oh, she is so creative. And you're such a light worker. You make people feel better. And so we've got to boost each other up. That's our job.
We have done your job.
So if you need us to do ours, just hit us on Messenger.
Yeah. I know. I just want to say one thing, Carol. I know what it is to be in pain and how much that takes out of you. It's it's exhausting. It's like if you feel hopeless, I understand you. Believe me, I get it. But
yeah,
I didn't know you had MS. Yeah, but
I'm sorry.
I mean that's okay. That's okay. Not I was gonna say not a big deal.
It is a big deal.
But the point is this, Carol, that you face this with such grace and dignity that it's amazing. And it's like you are a role model for so many people because you don't, I mean, you ask for prayers, which I would be asking for prayers too. But I'm saying you go through this with your heart and your soul and you're like, I'm going through it and I will get through it. I will get through it. So always have that in your heart. Have that in your heart and remember what Vicki said about all of your loved ones. They are surrounding you. They're with you. They're going to help you as much as they possibly can. Don't ever doubt that. And I'm so sorry that you're in pain. But for some reason, it has meaning and purpose. We don't know what that is in this world right now, but we will figure it out one day, you know? So
one last thing you said. You said that your husband, when you were in the hospital so bad off, that your husband was home making soup and everything because he thought you were going to get out of the hospital. Guess what?
Right.
You did. You did get out.
Yes, I did.
Look to him. He's trying to encourage you. You're just not seeing it. But I love you, and I hope you have a wonderful evening,
I
night,
love you, too.
I love you,
all three of you, angels.
Thank you, Carol.
God bless you.
Thanks.
So nice to talk
from
you.
Good night, darlings.
Good night, Carol. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What a sweetheart. I've never spoken to her before on the phone, so that was a nice treat for me. Yeah, so that was really nice.
I didn't know she lived in Canada. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know where she lived.
When my father used to go out, sometimes he'd be gone for a long time. My mother would say, where did he go? Saskatchewan?
It's a big province.
He went to see Carol.
It is.
So we have, we got too many callers here. All right, so we're going to take a 3-minute break, you guys, and we're going to come back, and it's 11:40. We have 20 more minutes, and we'll get to a few more of you. Some of you called in late, so I don't think we're going to get to you, but anyways, we'll be back, and you guys are cool with taking a little break, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Okay, so I'm just going to play a little song, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. And thanks for being here, you guys. I do so much appreciate it. Okay, here we go.
I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a closer time when I'm lying in bed to do, getting all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Take a distance and I can't feel high enough.
5 years and my life is still trying to get up that creepy healer of hope for a destination.
Okay, and that was Four Non-Blondes. I love that song. It's very empowering. I love it. Okay, so we're back with Vicki Johns and Jen Young, and we're going to finish up with some readings right now. Let me see. Who do we have? Okay, so we have 520-234.
Hello.
Hello.
It's Lisa. Hi.
Hey, Lisa. How you doing?
From Arizona. Good. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you. I love these music choices. Gosh, I love the music. Oh, my gosh.
Good.
That's why we came. We came for the music. Yeah, I can see how a person would. You know, my question is, my apartment flooded last week, and I have never filed a claim in my life, and I had renter's insurance, and I still do. Do you see them approving me to stay in this assisted living hotel until I'm not sure that the apartment will be put back together, they're drywalling and painting, by May 1st. Do you see them approving me to stay here?
The insurance, you mean?
Were you displaced? Were you relocated from your apartment to another?
My apartment flooded on last week. So I have renter's insurance. So I have to go through them to get anything done as far as, you know, they call it assistance living. And until the apartment can be put back together, they had to dry out the carpeting, and so they've gone through those different stages. Anyway, so my question is, the first part of May 1st is just around the corner, and I'm wondering, do you see them approving me to live in the hotel until they wrap things up with the apartment?
That's a difficult one. I want to say yes, they have to, but it's a whole different it's a whole different ball game. I think they're going to do it day by day. I don't know how they work it, and I can't honestly answer that because it.
Okay, what I'm picking up. This is Vicki. I'm in Texas. I don't know what state you're in. I'm in a state of confusion most of the time. But what I'm picking up for you is that to get ahead of the game. So I would call them on Monday and just tell them, here, you've got me in this apartment. I am here because my apartment's still being worked on. And it looks like it's going to go another month. Are you going to approve me staying here? I need to know so I know what to expect. I think you'll get an answer. They may say something like, well, let's see if they're ready for you to move back in, or we might approve it on a week-by-week basis. But what you need to tell them is, you know, I can't be moving around like other people. I need to be someplace where I know I'm safe and I'm going to be until I'm ready to go back to my home. And just see what they say. There is an adjuster that works your claim, and that's who I would go to ask. If you don't get the answer you want, ask to speak to their supervisor. I'm being told that the person who is the loudest wins. So you need to, like, squeaky wheel gets the most attention.
Exactly.
That's what I would suggest.
Well, that's my plan, to call them on Monday, and I have been in touch with the insurance adjuster, and I have talked with the supervisor, and so.
If they don't, do you have a plan B, or do you just have to pay out of pocket to stay there? I see you staying there, so
I think it's going to work out okay for you, because I think it has to almost. You know, through no fault of your own, you've been displaced. And I kind of feel like they're going to have to do that for you.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Is that correct?
I feel like it.
It's a no-brainer, like looking at it from just a logistics sense. I can't wrap my head around forcing someone into a houseless situation or a homeless situation because of insurance claims, right? But I don't see it myself. I see you staying there. Having said that, there's a lot of stupidity in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And I just be proactive, like Vicky says, and Corey's agreeing, is phone them and say, we have to get this settled. And the hotel has to know, because they have to accommodate, right? It's logistics. Because they have to put fans in. They have to dry everything up. They have to make sure there's no mold or mildew. It's a very simple thing, and yet it's very complex. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And bring that up when you're talking to the adjuster. It's like you can't live in a black mold situation because that puts you at harm. And that's a liability.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be cleaned up properly.
Mm-hmm. But you know, the world is so crazy right now, you never know.
Yeah, just...
what they're going to say.
Do your due diligence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if they don't, call me. I've got a baseball bat behind the front door. I'll come and help you.
Whereabouts are you? Not you, Texan. Whereabouts are you, Lisa?
I'm in Arizona, and I have been dealing with them day by day. So, Corinne, do you
pick up that
they're going to give me, there's not going to be a problem?
I pick up there's not going to be a problem. Yes.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah.
It's the whole new world. It's a whole new ball game. I've always had insurance, and I've never put a claim out. And it is horrible. It is the worst thing.
Yeah.
And here I pay for this. I can't believe that we pay for this and get treated like the way that this has been going on.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
It's just horrible.
Since you said Arizona, I think it's going to be fine. But I would stay ahead of it. I thought you were somewhere on the East Coast. They're meaner over there, you know?
Yeah. They are.
I think you'll be fine. Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm going to let you guys get on to your other call because I don't want to hog up the whole time. I know you've got
good luck to other callers. I hope everything. Let us know how it goes.
I will.
Yay.
Thank you, ladies.
I love you, Lisa. Thank you.
I love you. Thank you. I'm singing. I'm carried away by the music.
We love Corrine. She is so great. She's truly
She is. She's very lovable.
Yeah, but very witchy at the same time. All right. I'll talk to you soon, Lisa. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Corinne. Thank you, ladies.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So next caller. Sorry, we got to rush through these. Let me see. 831-375. Who is 831-375?
Hi. Thank you so much. This is Karen. And I'm calling from Central Coast, California. My husband died 9 days ago. And thank you. I am wondering, you know, if he can hear me, if he's around, and if he heard the statement I read at his celebration of life, and you know, if he has a message for me, because he couldn't, he died when he was out of state and I didn't get to talk to him. He couldn't talk for 2 days and then he died. So in a hospital.
God.
So I didn't get any closure.
I'm so sorry, Karen. Jesus. Okay. Let's see what Vicky picked up in Jen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. Gee, 9 days. Well, you know, most of the time they stay around and go to their, attend their memorial or their funeral because they want to see what people say about them. And he has a good sense of humor, and he loved his. And he's, okay, give me just a second.
Okay.
To be sure I've got the right. Well, I can tell you this, he smells good.
He
likes to smell good.
Okay,
first thing, he's tried to communicate with you. He's used electricity. He's tried to mess with the light, like you turned a light off or something or on and it flickers. That's your husband. He's trying to let you know he's around you. So I don't know if you've experienced that or not. Also, he says he... he said he finally gets hold of the remote control. He's going to... He said, don't be surprised if you turn the television on and he changes the channel or turns it back on when you turn it off. So watch for those things because that's him just letting you know he's with you. Now... He was with you last night when you were sleeping. He says, I touched her face, and she knew it was me. And he said, but she was asleep. And he's talking about, yes, what you said at the memorial was beautiful. And he laughed, and he cried. He said, you have to understand, as sad as you are, I'm that sad as well because I didn't get to say goodbye either.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, It's so true that you love, when you love somebody, love them out loud because you don't know when the last time you talk to them will be the last time you talk to them. And he said, so that's a lesson learned too late for him. He's trying to tell me something about a, he's kind of excited because he's like, didn't know I was going to be on the radio tonight. Let me, he's going through all of this. But the main message that he wants me to tell you is he loves you. He does come around you. He'll be around you for a little bit. He said he can come and go. He knows that. He can cross over and come back. He said he's so sorry the way things happened. Jen, go ahead, because he's trying to let me know something. He wants me to tell her something is located somewhere, but I can't pick it up, and I just need a minute.
Okay. So what I'm getting, what I was showing right away is it's a building, and it's like got an awning above the window or the door, and the building is light gray or blue, light blue or gray in color with, I want to say white trim, but it is not a real white new trim. Do you understand what I'm saying? Can you take that?
No, I'm not right now. It's not registering.
Okay. So hold on to that. And he's showing me like a beach scene.
Yeah, I love the beach.
Okay, so he's showing me the beach, and he's showing me the tall grass or reed grass that grows on the beach, and that's very prominent. He's showing me that. And, in fact, I drew it out. And he's when Vicky said, love them out loud, I wrote that down, and he said the beach house, the grass house, I don't know what I wrote. It's all scribbles because is learning to use his energy. He's, I want to say frenetic energy, because he's coming right through, right? It's like, I've made it. And he's trying to contact you. Just be aware of that.
Can he hear me when I speak out loud?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
He can hear
yeah.
you. Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
You don't need to speak out loud either, to be perfectly honest. You can just really talk to him in your head, and he can pick up on that. But talk to him. Like, if that makes you feel better, talk to him out loud. I mean, I talk to my family out loud, like, or people that have gone before.
Mm-hmm.
I talk to them. I talk to my brother. I talk to my parents. Like, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come through and guide us. And he will be guiding you.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be taking you by the hand. And you'll think, what the heck is this? And that will be him saying, it's okay. You can follow me.
Yeah.
I'll help you through the next step of this journey that you're traveling by yourself right now, which is sad, right? It's so raw and it's so sad. And
it's empty.
Knows that.
It's empty. Yeah, it's empty.
It is. And he knows that, and he's sorry for that. He apologizes for that. I keep getting shown coins, and I know that's trite. But it's coins. It's like a, not even a pocket full of change, but they are coins, actual medallions maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, did he have, Karen, collectible coins?
No.
I feel like it was from his father, no? Okay.
Medals
no.
or something?
No.
They're going to turn up. Because I'm seeing it, Corrine's seeing it, so it's something to do with that. So don't be surprised if you see it, and you could be in a store and see like this big display, right? And you'll go, for heaven's sakes. Well, you might not say for heaven's sakes, but you understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
just another way. That he is trying to come through. Who has the name that begins with R?
He has a brother, Robert. He calls Bobby.
Okay, there's because I'm being given like the big R, and so it's an R name. So it would be Robert. So he wants. Do you talk to Robert or Bobby?
No, I haven't. He's, you know, really old and not, I don't know. Sorry, but
he's
not all there.
He's not all there. Well, he visits him and he's acknowledging that he's seeing him. Okay? And so that's just validation that we've got the right guy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that helps because there was a situation where he was not, about to exit himself, and then Joe talked to him, and he came back, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, Joe goes crazy.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
The truth is, it's not going to get easier. People tell you it gets easier with time. All it does is you get used to it a little more. But every day, just know he's around you. He loves you dearly. He's saying he wants you to not mourn so hard and to realize that life is short, so you've got to get on with it. Try to laugh every day. He said, there's a poem about eating dessert. He said, eat your dessert first and don't worry so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Vicki. Yes. Keep your fork.
Keep your fork. And he's laughing and he's saying, and you can't stop for food on the way, so enjoy yourself while you're alive and living. And he said, learn from him on that. Because he said, there's so many things. He said, it's so different here than I thought it would be.
And he said, guess what? You all go to the same place, so don't worry so much. And he
right.
will be there. He said, you've got a long life ahead, and there's so much more for your life to do, see, say, and experience. And he's going to be with you. He said, you're never alone.
Right.
Never alone.
And I just want to add
watch
something.
The sign.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Vicki, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
So, Karen, I just want to say that don't hesitate to wear your wedding ring.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says, don't you think about not wearing it, but you got to wear it. He says, I'm glad that you're still wearing the wedding ring. So just remember that, you know?
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate it. I needed to know
sure.
he heard me.
Yeah, he
thank
hears
you,
you
hears
Karen.
You.
Keep talking to him. Keep talking.
And
okay.
look for signs. And don't be afraid. And come back and tell us how you're doing next time so that we know. I'm so sorry for your
yeah.
loss, but
yeah.
thank you.
They're still living, just in a different way.
Yeah.
Still with you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Take it easy,
bless
Karen.
You.
Bless you.
Well, bless you.
Okay. How difficult, man. You know, oh, my God. So
oh,
difficult.
That's
I don't
hard.
Know.
It's very hard.
Yeah. So, okay.
It's
so
new to deal with a spirit that hasn't been
yeah.
over there very long.
Right. I know. Some, yeah, right, Vicki. Exactly. But, you know, anyways, I know that he's going to show her he's there. He's going to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he just didn't
just
want her
to
be afraid.
Right. I mean, sometimes it's so subtle, you guys, the messages we get from the people on the other side. It's so subtle that we would not see it if we weren't paying attention. And that I always say, you got to pay attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, so let's talk about where we can find you, Vicki, if somebody wants to get a private reading from you.
Oh, God, no, oh. I hide. No. I'm on Facebook, Vicki, VICKI.Johns, or Vicki Johns on Facebook in Lubbock, Texas. And if you can't find me and you can find Corrine, she can patch you through to me.
Yeah.
I don't really have a website or anything. Yeah.
Right,
just,
right.
Just when you try to friend me on Facebook, though, to talk to me, be sure and put in your note that you heard me on the radio so I know where you found me.
Right. Okay, excellent. And where can we find you, Jen?
I don't know.
You're like, I'm still looking.
She has to find herself. No. Jen will be
I'm
hanging
still
out
around.
With me on Facebook.
You know,
we'll
you
be
can,
the girls
you can find me on
margarita.
Facebook. So, yeah, if you have a glass in your hand and you've got some BC cider, then you'll probably find me. But I'm joking. I'm on Facebook, and you can go to www. What is it? I don't even know. I haven't been to the website in years. You guys,
Jen Young. Jen Young. JenYoung.ca.
MOUSC. Jen Young.
Yeah.
Find Corrine. She'll hook you up with me. I'll hook you up with Jen.
Exactly. And we'll
yeah.
hook you up with Corrine, and we'll yeah.
I need
girl.
I need,
party girl.
I need somebody to hook me up with somebody. Anyway,
ooh.
Okay, so you can find me on Facebook, Corrine DeWinter. You can look for Supernatural Radio Show on Facebook, and.
Okay.
You can also find me at purpleplates.com, which you should go get one because they're freaking amazing.
They
anyway,
are.
Whatever. So.
They are.
So,
Corrine, who around you has the stinky feet? Seriously,
my great niece Ava has very stinky feet. I call her Princess Stinkfoot.
Because it's not going away. And when you started talking, the feet came through. So I'm just leaving that with you.
I don't think it's me. I think it's Ava.
Well, it's connected to you.
Yeah. We always, I call it, like I said, my nickname for her is Princess Stinkfoot. So.
For heaven's sake, say.
That poor little girl, whatever.
Well, my brother used to be like that, and it would be like, are you kidding me? Didn't matter what kind of socks he wore or shoes he wore. It was just like, seriously, to sit outside on the deck.
No kidding. Man. But anyways, you guys were so amazing tonight. I love that you come on here when you feel comfortable doing so, and that there are so many callers and so many people that appreciate you. And thank you so much for making a fantastic show.
No, thank you, Corinne, really, for hosting us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No big deal. Okay, so hopefully in a couple months or whenever you guys feel like coming back on, you will. And we'll go from there. But in the meantime, you guys who didn't get a reading, please consider getting a private reading. They're always much better. From one of these ladies, and we will see you the next time I have a show, which is, if you hit the follow button, you'll get a message when I have my next show. So you have to hit the follow button on Blog Talk. And hopefully it'll be sooner than later because I haven't had a show in a long time. But anyways, I appreciate you guys very much. And thank you again, Vicki and Jen. And we will talk to you very soon. Take it easy, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Night.
Bye now.
Night.
Bye.
Down by the river, shadows moved across me, inch by inch. All that I heard, the wall between the water and the bridge. Turn to me. Many voices speaking to me from the depths below. This ancient womb, this catacomb beneath the watered snow. Come to me.